You're listening to Investify, preaching financial independence and assisting investors to achieve a more flexible and free lifestyle through smart financial planning and real estate investing. If leaving the corporate world and jumping into this thriving industry is what you desire, tune in and listen to stories of like-minded individuals who made the leap to financial independence.
What's up, everyone? It's Allie Garcet again, or Allie the Agent, coming back at you with another Invest to Friday episode. I figured I would take this time to talk about goal setting, and not in like the what makes you feel good or yay goals type thing. I'm talking like actionable stuff. You're like tracking your numbers and deciding, figuring out what worked in 2023, what didn't work in 2023, what will work if you just remain consistent at it. So therefore, you can take those items and catapult you in your business, whether it's investing, agent stuff, whatever it is, into 2024. So this is something that I'm currently working on right now in my business. And it's what I do quarterly, right? Because a lot of times people will make these New Year's resolutions where I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to pay off my car. I'm going to do whatever it is. And then after the first week, 2 weeks, maybe even up to 2 months, that momentum dies. And their will dies because a year is so long to think about. Like, what's that quote? You guys know the quote that I'm talking about where people like underestimate what they can do in a year, whatever that quote is. A year is so far out that the average human being doesn't really actually see themselves accomplishing those goals in a year out. So it's so much easier to just break everything down into quarters. 90-day sprints. And that over time, doing this quarter by quarter, no matter when you start, it doesn't have to be January 1st. It could be February, whatever it is, whenever you're listening to this, start now. Start as long as you start now and just progress just a little bit more every single day, you will get to accomplish your goals. So when you're looking at your overall goal, typically you have to have some sort of compass, right? Hey, in the 10-year mark, what's my final goal? And then what's my 10-year, 5-year? And then that will help you become a little bit more tactical in your 1-year goal, and then a lot more tactical in your 90-day goals. If you have not read the book Traction, I highly recommend reading the book Traction. It helped me so much in my business. My biggest takeaway from the book Traction is that every single person on your team, or if it's just you, it works just for you, you should have a number. Your number should be correlated to what you're supposed to be doing every single day in order to meet your weekly goal, your monthly goal, your quarterly goal, your annual goal, because all those like actions take you into finally living that 5-year, 10-year plan. So that book taught me that my number is 6. And I think I've mentioned it before on this podcast as a real estate agent, because it's slightly different in my investing side. But if you're doing this for investing, hey, what is my number of offers that I need to make, or conversations about real estate investing that I need to have with potential sellers in order for me to end up purchasing a property, to make this amount of cash flow, or to make this sort of equity, and continue that every single quarter. So that way you could just compound every single year. So in my real estate agent business, my number is 6. I need to have 6 conversations in order to make my goal of $300,000 in GCI. So that's something that book Traction will help you work backward from. What is your overall goal of how much money you need to make, and then work backward? So this is where I'm going to go with this episode here. And I am looking at my tracker. I am more than happy to share my tracker with you. It looks clunky, but you'll get the point. I use a Google Excel sheet. So I have a couple of columns. On the very far left column, I have the day of the week. And I work every day of the week. Judge me all you want. So I have Friday through Sunday clumped in because I don't spend a lot of time working on the weekends. But so therefore, I'll clump in all that time. But pretty much I have it broken down every day of the week. I tally up all my numbers of how many conversations I attempted to have. The next column over is how many conversations I actually ended up having, aka how many people responded back to me. Then the next column is how many appointments did I set? And those are the three biggest ones that I focus on, because anything after is my closed. How many did I close? That is a lagging indicator. Even when I was super, super focused on investing, I wasn't focused on how many closings, how many properties I purchased, how many offers did I write up this week? How many potential sellers did I door knock? How many potential sellers did I send a letter to? How many did I call? You can use whatever leading indicator it is in order to make yourself more accountable to that. I'm sure leading indicators is what helps you develop those habits, and those habits over time, like now it's ingrained, like it's always six. I will not go to bed until I have six conversations. In the beginning of me being an agent, I might've let the day go by before I was like, oh my gosh, I need to catch up and have these conversations. Now I know to have them in the morning. So any other conversation about that after is just icing on the cake. That's how I have my column set up. Super simple. Like you don't even really need my Excel sheet. But I pretty much told you what it's like. So in the very top section, I have the days of the week, and then I tally it up every single week. And so I have week one, below that, week two, week three, four, five. And so that way I tally how many conversations I had every week of the month. And then below that, of course, how many conversations did I have every month of the year? So now I'm looking at my overall conversations that I had in all of 2023. And as a real estate agent, I track a couple of different things. One, I'm growing our crew. So I have three different trackers. One is new agents that I'm talking to that might be a good asset to our team. We might be a good fit, we might not. And then I also have another tracker that's for clients, buyers, sellers. And then I have another tracker for retention to make sure that everyone in our crew is happy. So I have my annual goal for agents, talking to other agents that might be a fit on our team, is to have an annual conversation attempt goal of 2,950. How would I have gotten to that? Like such a random, kind of random number, but I got to that from working backward. And so overall, think about how much you want to make next year, right? If in case you haven't already, how much do you want to make next year and why? That starts with how much is your survival amount? Like how much do you need to just survive? You, your family, or your business? What is like your rock bottom number of how much you need to make every single month in order to just stay afloat? So that way, exactly how you're doing every single month, if you don't make that amount, that you need to cut something. But obviously, like at a minimum, that is your baseline of how much you need to make in order just to survive that month. It sounds terrible, but of course, that's where we need to know the baseline. After that, then everything else is extra. So again, you can use this for investing. You can use this for whatever, for agent business. I have the same thing for clients. So my goal, I read this when I first became a licensed agent, or maybe I listened to this on a podcast somewhere, and it said the average person that has six conversations about like with semi-qualified people looking to buy or sell, six conversations a day will lead to an average of $308,000 in GCI. And I ran the numbers and I was like, yeah, this kind of checks. Okay, this is it. This is what I'm going with. So I broke that down, $308,000 GCI, and worked backward. If that's my goal in 2024, then how much is that per quarter in sales that I need to make? And how much is that per month? And the tricky part with being a real estate agent is not every month is equal. There aren't many people looking to put their house in the market or purchase in November, December, January, even February. So we know that the heaviest weighted months are in the spring and summer. But overall, just trying to spread it for easy math, it would be $308,000 divided by 12, which is how much I should be aiming for to make every single month in order to get my goal at the end of the year. But it also, the biggest portion of this is the percentage. And maybe I'm like totally showing my nerd here, but you need to track how many attempts you're having into how many conversations you end up actually having per attempt. So this is where a lot of agents, I realize, get lost. They're like, hey, I'm doing a lot of phone calls, or I'm doing a lot of postcards or text messages, whatever it is, but maybe that conversation isn't well received. Maybe if you tweaked what you were saying in order to have those conversations with buyers, sellers, or other agents, you would have a better response. And then you look at your percentage of conversations that you've had into appointments that you've set. So if that number is low, then at that point, it's definitely something that you're saying in that conversation that needs to be tweaked. Maybe you're not providing enough value. What's in it for them? Always, what is in it for them? But if that percentage is higher, if you have a good conversation to appointment set rate, then you're good. Then maybe what needs to be focused is that beginning of the funnel where it's your attempt to start a conversation. Maybe that needs to be tweaked. Maybe it needs to be phone call. Maybe it needs to be more in person. Maybe it needs to not be postcards as much because they're a little bit less personal. Maybe it needs to be community events. Anyway, going down the funnel. So then appointments to closed. This is when you have the appointment with the buyer, when you have the appointment with the seller or with an agent, how many actually end up joining your crew? How many end up actually selling you their property or having you be the listing agent or their buyer's agent? So looking at these month after month, you'll be able to see as you get better and as you add different strategies, say like you were doing a lot of cold calling and yeah, maybe not everyone answers the phone and it's even harder to get an appointment. But if you were to tweak it and do more in-person events where people know you, and at that point, you're going to have a higher percentage. So this is so good to track, but barely any agents like end up tracking this. I made it as easy as possible. My spreadsheet is like so easy. Again, I'm not trying to overcomplicate things. And I hope that I'm like presenting this in a way that doesn't sound too complicated. Again, I am here. I'm happy to share with you my trackers. That way you can see what each percentage is, which columns are important to even track, because you can track anything in your business. Another thing I do track is my hourly pay. How many hours do I spend per client? Per buyer client, per seller client. And then I find the average. Hey, in the last, in 2023, this is on average how much time, hours I spent per buyer client. This is on average how much time I spent per seller client. And this is on average how much time I spent per referral, outbound referral, because that's majority of my business is sending business elsewhere. So also, let me know if you are near, if you're an agent near an Air Force base, please let me know. I would love to add you to my referral list and have a conversation with you. So I'm more than happy to give you that tracker as well, because a lot of people will think that their business is heavy on one or two different lead pillars, when really at the end of the year, they'll look at their business breakdown and realize, whoa, I really thought that a lot of my business was coming from, say, Instagram, but really it was coming from these two people. And where did I meet these two people? At an in-person conference or whatever it is, it will surprise you. So always at the end of every quarter, definitely at the end of every year, print out your sales done. Who was it that connected you to that client or to that agent, and put them into buckets? Was it in-person or was it digital? And if it was digital, which medium was it? Was it Instagram? Was it TikTok, YouTube, podcasts? If it was in-person, was it from a big conference? Was it from a small conference? Was it from a local meetup? Was it at the gym? And then double down on that. Things that maybe you're placing a lot of effort on or money on that weren't as fruitful, that you'll need to cut. It's a very clear way of saying, wow, I was spending a lot of time or a lot of money on billboards, but I only got 14 calls this year and I only sold one property from that. When instead, me just going to the gym, which is what I was doing anyway, led to 4 transactions. And it was 1 more fun and 2 more fruitful. So just having that look, the overall, like being able to take a day, at least a solid day of like uninterrupted hours to be able to look at where your business is and think about where you want to place more effort next year is what it's about. Otherwise, you're just in the weeds, you're doing the work, you're having conversations, you're doing this thinking that you're progressing. You could be progressing faster. Like, why work on something that will take you longer and harder to get through when you can take an easy route and your numbers are there? Just look at your numbers. If you want a one-on-one, dude, I'm here for it. Reach out to me. I'm Ali the Agent on Instagram. That's A-L-I. I also have a breakdown of this on my YouTube channel as well. Let me know if you can't find it. I hope that this helps. I'm happy to share with you my hourly tracker and my conversation tracker. My conversation tracker is open every single day of the year. It's what I live by. Take it, modify it, use it for yourself, and I hope that you have a prosperous and healthy 2024.
That's it for this episode of Investify. We hope that these nuggets of real estate wisdom lead to more savvy financial planning and a clearer path towards financial freedom. For more content like this, subscribe to the show at investify.com. Don't forget to leave a rating and share it with your friends. Together, we can transform more real estate newbies into successful and clever investors. Thank you so much for listening. See you on the next one.